Local music artist Daisy G's upcoming album, Lucid Thoughts, was not only a way for her to process her own pandemic experience, but she hopes it will also become a way to connect with others. Expected to release soon, the 13-year-old musician from Ladner says that the album is a mix-up of different genres, including pop, funk pop and R&B. Writing this album, I guess I used it almost as a method to overcome situations, being able to communicate my feelings, and what I felt and the experiences that I had onto paper and making them into a song, she says. The album's central themes are about growing and overcoming, which is something that most of us can relate to as we continue living amidst a pandemic. It's mind-boggling looking back, because looking back a year and a half ago, I couldn't write a song for the life of me. I didn't really get into songwriting until about a year ago, and just since opening up that gateway, it's almost been like an outlet, says Daisy. Songwriting, it makes me feel less alone. Because once you tell your story, you can share it with others and be able to connect with others. It's just another gateway to overcome, grow and heal. Lucid Thoughts is made up of 14 original songs, and currently Daisy G's single, Mixed Emotions, which is part of the to-be-released album, is on Spotify with over 200,000 plays. Some of the songs she's written stem from letters she knows will never be sent, but instead pulls inspiration from the honest words on the page. Another song off the album, called, Sorry's Not Enough, will be released tomorrow, August 15, and is based off an apology letter that Daisy never received. It sort of helped me just come to peace with the whole situation, she says. Communicating her own feelings on a page has been something that has helped Daisy cope through the pandemic, and she encourages others to express themselves through writing as well. To stay up to date on Daisy G's music and upcoming album, check out her Instagram at @daisy.g_music and on Spotify by searching for the artist, Daisy G.